It was an announcement most people in Sri Lanka had been waiting for.
IMF staff and the authorities have reached staff-level agreement to support Sri Lanka's economic policies with a 48-month arrangement under the so-called extended fund facility of about $2.9 billion.
Sri Lanka asked for IMF help in March after its economy faced collapse and it ran out of money for food, medicine, cooking gas and fuel. Tens of thousands of Sri Lankans were forced to queue for essentials. The crisis led to months of protests that forced former Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa to resign and his brother President Gotabaya to flee the country. News of an agreement on a bailout has brought a sense of relief to many here in Sri Lanka. But some observers say it may be premature to celebrate.
We stand ready to put this agreement to our management and then to our, if management approves it, to then put it forward to the executive board as soon as these conditions that I mentioned are satisfied. So we do need to await now for these conditions to take place.
The main condition is for Sri Lanka to come up with a workable plan to pay back the money it owes. The IMF has also asked for increased taxes, an end to subsidized electricity and fuel, and stringent efforts to stamp out corruption. The government has already begun implementing some of those reforms through an interim budget.
Tax management must play an important role in increasing revenue, including increasing tax collection, tax compliance, and preventing tax evasion. I propose making it mandatory for everyone over 18 years to register with the Inland Revenue Department, irrespective of their annual income and tax holidays.
$2.9 billion from the IMF will make a huge difference to Sri Lanka. But in order to secure those funds, it must come up with a proper plan of how it will pay its mountainous debts. For the people of Sri Lanka, that can't come fast enough. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.